Well, the first thing I will tell you, I was a basketball player. You say, okay, what kind of position were you playing? I mean, you're not that tall. I was a point guard. I was very fast. My name is Dimitrios Kyriakou. My initial reason for leaving Greece was because I wanted to study. I had a very inquisitive spirit, and I got admitted to Pace University in New York. New York was, I guess, as a jungle. And I would tell you that the first impression, it's not about what I saw in the morning when I arrived or afternoon, it was when I first slept on the 12th floor across the Port Authority in 42nd and 8th when I woke up from shots, people firing guns. So it was not the best impression. I love basketball. I love the game so much that I told my wife when I met her, actually 15 days in the process of meeting each other, that I can live without you, but I cannot live without basketball. And she still stayed with me. Of course, she didn't believe I meant it. My first basketball game in the US was a long, long time ago, and it was a game between the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers, where Charles Barkley was playing back then.
117-109, 35 seconds to go. Barkley is hanging and make it.
It was a great experience at the Madison Square Garden, which was very close to my home. I mean, the place I used to call home back then. I returned back to Greece because I had to go and join the army. And when I went back, became a product manager in a multinational corporation, transferred my credits to the American College of Thessaloniki, but I could not stay being a product manager because I love the game. I love playing with my friends, and I wanted to be really good at it. When I was about 21, it was the first time I coached a junior team, the junior team of Aris that produced an NBA player, Kostas Papanikolaou, for the Houston Rockets and the Denver Nuggets, and I won, being the underdog, an undefeated championship with this team, with thousands of people calling the name of the team and calling your players and clapping you. The adrenaline on the bench is something that I cannot replace it with. I am still pursuing coaching with any means I can have. But lately, wherever I go, I hear the same thing. It's not what you know or how well you know it, it's who you know. But in the NCAA, the circle is very, very small. And I don't think they want to open it. I think windows and doors are closed right now. I must tell you that if I was living in Greece today, I would be probably a head coach in a Division I team, in a professional team. I left a contract when I came here to get the assistantship and scholarship for my PhD. My perfect life would be initially to get a coaching job with a person that's open-minded enough to listen, and hopefully with a person that will teach me. And my kids finish school, and my wife having a job. That was my dream, to have them leave the American experience. What is next for me? I don't really know. Honestly, I'm expecting life to show me the way.